Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we are taking you back to the celebration of Mid-Prairie's Spirit Night, which included the crowning of this year's homecoming king and queen. Wednesday night's celebration began with a kickball game, with the freshmen and seniors taking on the sophomores and juniors. In that game, the sophomores and juniors overcame the freshmen and seniors to become this year's kickball champions. The band took the field next to play the song 25 or 6 to 4 by the popular band Chicago. After the performance, student activity leaders shared a word with the community on their appreciation for being able to participate in activities this year. Then, it was time for the coronation of this year's king and queen.
Mark Schneider will be crowning the 2020 homecoming queen, and it is Maya Luger. And your 2020 homecoming king is Kelby Gingrich.
As heard live on KCII from Dwight G. Sattler Field in Wellman, Maya Luger and Kelby Gingrich talked about their excitement of being crowned king and queen and how the year is going so far.
I think we're both very honored.
And as always,
and kind of excited, I guess.
A little bit of a sticker shock, right? It's like
a little shocked.
Well, and you know, this has been such an interesting year. Homecoming is finally happening. It must be like a dream at this point. So how does it feel to be celebrating homecoming finally?
It feels pretty good, especially after all like the quarantining and all that.
It's been an odd year, and we're just all so thankful that we get to do what we can do.
And remind the folks back home, what are you two involved in?
I'm involved in choir and drama.
I'm involved in basketball, softball, volleyball, FFA, 4-H, National Honor Society, Silver Cord, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and peer tutoring.
There we go. And how does it feel to kind of have those activities, knowing that there was so much uncertainty coming into this year?
It was really nice having them. It's like a nice comfort.
Yeah, once again, it's just a blessing because there's so much uncertainty right now. And, you know, we're seniors, so this is kind of our last hurrah. So it's just great that we can have all these opportunities that we are.
That's exactly right. Now, as seniors, of course, you got that next step in life, the adult life coming up. So what do you two have planned for the next step in life?
I'm going to go off to college, maybe somewhere in the chemistry field. See where it takes me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to either UNI or the University of Iowa and study education. I want to be a teacher.
Perfect. And of course, Friday night, big football game. Who's going to win that one?
The Golden Hawks.
I mean, that's an obvious question, right? Well, congratulations, you two. Go celebrate with your friends. Thank you so much.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. Listen to live play-by-play coverage of tonight's Golden Hawk homecoming football game against the Burlington Notre Dame Falcons on AM 1380, FM 102.5, KCIIRadio.com, and the free KCII2 mobile app. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.